Holding klal test in Yud Gimel. It's page Resh Mem Gimel in our edition. The Chofetz Chaim is finishing off the conditions that are necessary. That if you know a guy is going into a store to buy something, and you know that this guy is a cheater and is looking to try to cheat gullible customers, so then you have an obligation to save this person from getting ensnared by this merchant. So he says, "Kol ze dibarnu mumake la misane betivai shekayivod lo haemes miho onaa lo yasel lo shum davar meatzmai." Now, in case where, if the guy didn't buy the merchandise yet, it's then you're supposed to tell him this is not the kind of store you should be going into. But if he bought the merchandise already and he was cheated in price, so now it depends on how much the cheating was, how much he overcharged, whether this person has a recourse or not in halacha. And therefore, the only way that it'll be mutter to tell the victim that he was cheated is only if you know that he's not going to take the law into his own hands. Rak yitfa'enu lebezdin v'yasa pidin tayru. He'll do what the halacha says. Avalim akira b'tivay, but if he knows his nature, shekashi yivod elay mizeh yasidin liatzmo, he's going to take the law in his own hands. V'yitfa'enu, and he's going to grab, let's say, his money back. O shiyachzel lehaschayra, or he's just going to throw back the merchandise and not pay for it. O lo yashlim hamo shenisha chayevlo, or he's not going to pay the money that he owes. Belishim bezdin, without a heter bezdin, yeshli zor milagalos loy, kidei shi nutz me'etzim dibur osur tzorach lezeh oichloy shpratim. So then you have to be careful that it's actually osur to tell this person, the victim, that he was cheated, if he's going to act not according to the halacha. So first of all, so you need three conditions. First of all, shehi yadua inyan zeh shalayna, dahayinu ma'ashayin oiso la'asaprim atzmon, lo'i kein v'shom yipi achem shehi shana b'mikach azesrum le'im lo'i. First of all, it has to be that you know yourself that this was a overcharge and not something that someone told you that it was overcharge. Because if you would come to Bezdin and say, somebody told me that he was overcharged, that this guy was overcharged, Bezdin wouldn't accept that. That's hearsay. That wouldn't be acceptable. The second is, Shiyuam Misaprim Shnayim, that you need that there's two people who know that he was overcharged. Because if only one person would come to Bezdin and say he was overcharged, and this guy says, no, I give him a fair price, also Bezdin would not win. He wouldn't win. And the third is Shli Yisubav Hezek LaMa'an Al Pi Diburam Yosim BiKefi Adin SheYoytze Al Yodim Bezdin. And the third condition is that it has to be that this person who wants to take the law in his own hands will not cause any greater damage to this cheater than he would have lost in Bezdin too. Avalim Makir Mistivay Shalom Misane SheYavzid LaMa'an Yosim BiKefi Adin V'Lo Yitzayis LeDin Achakach LaMa'an. And if he's a person who's going to take the law in his own hands, and he's not going to listen to a Bezdin to give back the money that he owes, also legalos le b'chol gavni, you're not allowed to tell him in any case. So it comes out that there are seven conditions before you can tell the person about what happened. It's not so easy that you'll get all the cases at one time. Now, it's like he said, you have to first go to the cheater and tell the cheater, you know, you cheated him. Now, a lot of people don't have the guts to do that. It's much easier to just tell the guy, hey, you were cheated. But to go to the merchant and say, Yankel, you just cheated this guy, give back the money. Some guy's not, I don't want to get involved. But you're mechuyev to do that first. So then this is the really very fine point that the Chofetz Chaim is saying, which is really a very big chiddush to me. But the Chofetz Chaim is saying that if, let's say, there's evidence that Reuven cheated Shimon, and if we would go to Bezdin, there's sufficient evidence that Reuven would lose the case and Shimon would get his money back. So in that case, if I would go now and tell Shimon, hey, you know, you were cheated and Shimon would now go and just take the money, which he would have won in Beis Din, but he would do it without going to Beis Din, and he would take the money. So that's not considered that I damaged Reuven, because Lamaisa, if we would go to Beis Din, Reuven would talk to lose the money. So I didn't damage Reuven. Therefore, since I didn't damage Reuven, I didn't do an Aveira by telling Shimon about it, because I'm saving Shimon from a loss, and it's not cool that I caused Reuven a loss. But Shimon actually acted improperly, because he's not allowed to do what he did. He's not allowed to just grab the money, even though he would win in Beis Din. He's not allowed to grab the money. He has to go to Beis Din, and Beis Din has to decide. It's very nice that you decide yourself you're right, but that doesn't work like that. So therefore, if I'm going to go tell Shimon about this, what happened, I'm really causing Shimon to do an Aveira of what? Of taking the law in his own hands. I'm not causing Shimon to be Mazik Reuven. I'm not causing Shimon to damage Reuven, because that's not called damage, because the money he really would have to pay if he went to Beis Din. So I didn't damage Reuven, but I did cause Shimon to do an Aveira. So the Chafetz Chaim says that there's a chilek here. I didn't do an Aveira of Rechilus. If I would go snitch on the cheater and cause the cheater a loss of money, then I did an Aveira of Rechilus. I was a snitcher. And I'm a snitcher that caused Reuven a loss of money, which he wouldn't have lost otherwise. So I did an Aveira of Rechilus. If I said it to Shimon in the case where Reuven didn't actually lose money, because he would have lost it anyway, then I did not do Rechilus. But I still did an Aveira, because what was my Aveira? I assisted Shimon in doing an Aveira. Shimon took the law in his own hands. He has no right to. I'm the one who facilitated him to do that. I'm not allowed to do that either. So even though I'm not allowed to do it, but I'm not called a Rochel. A Rochel, a person who's a snitcher, a person who tells over something which causes somebody else damage, that's a very serious Aveira. A person who's a Messayeya, could be it's even only an Issa Dravona. So there's a big difference whether I was actually a Rochel, and then, you know, there's Chalila, heavy punishment due to a Rochel, or I wasn't a Rochel, because I actually have a right to tell Shimon, and Shimon has a right to save himself and get his money back. Shimon just did it in an improper way, so I caused Shimon to do something wrong. That's considered a Messiah. Says the Chafetz Chaim, V'at ta'ochi, now my brother, Re'ei gam re'ei, Eich sheba v'niseinu harabim, kama v'kama anashim nechshon b'zeh mo'ed. Look how common it is for people to make an error. Shekasha echad l'keach schor mechanus, v'konois b'mshich ha'gedin. A guy goes to a store and he buys something, and he made a kinyan. U'mar l'chaveiru im shava ha'mikach shishil melay. And then he shows his friend what he bought. Lo dai sheinu m'shabchai. Not only does the guy doing an aveira that he doesn't praise it, because as we learned, you're supposed to lie and say you got a good deal. Oydu meganei leim. He ridicules it. He says kirimo ischamoid. He cheated you. Veinu medagdig alatzmi v'shasmaisa leid the hatev as mikocha kifim mashinu keres ad meshuk. And the guy's not even careful to find out what does it really go for in the market. Kikama poim mishtan hashabes man kotzer. Sometimes the price changes quickly. V'gam leide kamahino I say, and you don't know how much he did cheat. In other words, how much did he overcharge? Im yosh b'shira noah pidin tayra. Did he overcharge the amount that halachically you have any recourse? V'gam mosay hoina I say, when did he do it? Ki you like for over hashir k'dei shiar l'tagol l'kreva. Even if he did cheat, there's only a certain amount of time. There's a window in which the guy can back out. He will like for over hashir k'dei shal tagal kreve. It already passed that time. Ulo toelisia, there'll be no use in telling him. Rapid dvarav yachnis sin chazak believe al shal knagde. All you're accomplishing is that you're causing that guy to hate the other guy. Vuhu roichal mamish atoil dvarim b'zelazeh. That's mamish like a guy who goes and says, you should know what this guy said about you. And that's the same thing when you go and tell, even when you tell about a cheater, somebody who cheated somebody. But if Al Pidin, the guy doesn't have recourse to save him from a future sales, that you have an obligation to do. But to tell him about a thing that he doesn't have recourse about, there's no use in telling. And all you're going to do is cause a sina, and that's an aveira. Vahar bipomim irashim is sina dibur olav. And many times the guy who speaks against the cheater, he did it because he hates the guy. When you find out later that the price was really right, And you cause now the seller a loss. Go, throw it down and just grab your thing. If you're embarrassed to do it yourself, get somebody else to do it for you. If he doesn't want to take it back, just don't pay him. The kamapum who's ishalikadin, and it's gezel va'ishik mamish, it's mamish gezel. She may be a saskher la moich, and moich and roitz la kabel me men, and she may see sukadin. Boyly they merive him, and the answers gedoy la sechel chavera, and this causes tremendous machlaikas and fights. And therefore, a person has to be careful. If a person makes a sale, you have to know how, what's the proper Torah way to react.